And hello. Nah, Stephen's not even here. He was actually here. Blame me for the delayed start. So hello, yeah, welcome to the Bus Factor. I'll add that text box. Minus 57.
Yeah, the AI blockchain machine learning system is somewhat less. Well, it's got an internal counter, and that's kind of. Hey, did you see I tweeted using the hashtag machine learning AI and blockchain, and not a single person like commented or anything?
We got a like.
Did we?
Yeah, a guy I used to work with. Oh, he might have liked my tweet. Oh my god, this is the slowest moving in the history of...
What's moving? Slow? What are we doing?
I was just shifting that because it starts there.
Yeah. 57, take away 57. 57 is the internal count of buses the system has detected today.
Today.
I use the term detected lightly, but nonetheless...
Shall we have a look and see... what the true positive was?
No.
So there's that many I haven't processed. But what are we? Friday, October the 12th.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. We've got that many.
Is this not just from today? Does that counter just keep ticking up?
No, it's from program start.
Okay, cool. Hopefully what we'll see at some point is a bus drive past and that bus will increase the counter. However, you may be able to tell the stream is laggy or today.
Yeah, so if the audio is laggy, let us know.
Yeah, because we don't care if the video is laggy. Who gives a shit about that?
Yeah.
It's going to be nauseating to watch for you guys, but it's fine for us.
Oh, it's also windy, so you might see the camera move. It was raining early, but we've got a rainproof cover. Mm-hmm. Oh, we never actually tweeted out on that.
Oh my gosh, it's shaking so much.
Yeah, it's windy.
And lagging. Oh my god, this is we've never done a worse quality video stream than this. Look at it.
Can you bring up episode one for me?
I mean, at least that wasn't shaking, you know? Like it had
no,
some
it wasn't
positive.
Shaking, it just didn't exist.
It existed at the time, I remember. Okay, what has happened in the world of buses this week?
Well, there was actually a live demo today. You missed it.
I watched it in bed.
Oh, did you actually?
No.
Like, four buses ran a red light.
Damn, how many did it detect?
Six.
Did it detect the four that ran a red light?
Yes.
Nice.
Well, actually, more than four buses ran a red light.
Oh, you said... Okay, that's misleading. You said four buses ran a red light, which is technically true. If
at least
did.
Four.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
I wasn't actually here for it, but...
Okay.
I think I saw maybe one, two went through without getting detected.
Fair enough.
Which is not too bad. Did that come up on the...
No, I just moved the mic away if I'm going to talk about these little boys on my desk right here.
All
right,
fair.
Small boys in brown milk. Breakfast of champions.
You're still putting hashtags on.
Yeah. It's our new hashtag machine learning, hashtag AI, hashtag blockchain based bus detection system.
We've been running this Project 11 software for a week or so now.
When we say a week, we've run it like twice in a week.
We've run it every single day this week.
Okay. When you say we, okay, I understand what's happened here. Turns out turning up to work at 5 p.m. is not conducive to finding out what your coworkers are doing. Who knew?
So it's done like kind of well, I guess.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I mean, it's only going to improve over time, right?
Guess how many red light runners we've had over the last week?
I literally have no way of knowing, and neither does this bus detection system.
Guess how many at least have run through.
Okay, in the past week. I'd say at least 100. If we get like 10 each evening, for 1 hour, and it's been at least seven times that. That's 70.
Only during working hours, though. So that's basically when I've run it.
Till five. Oh,
this might pop it up.
Well, did it increase? No, therefore it didn't.
It's not going to do it straight away. It's got to like be like, yeah, there was one. And then it's got to be like...
Oh, and so it's got to delay
save
on it.
Save a thing, yeah.
Damn, okay.
I also think it didn't get detected.
Yeah, I didn't see it detect the bus detection indicator. It draws a yellow box around the buses.
Oh, they won't see that.
Yeah, I know, but we didn't see that, right? Weren't we looking at that one?
No, we didn't have the debug. Okay. Now we do.
Yeah. It's definitely, yeah.
So at least 70 have gone through this week.
At least 70.
Yeah.
Is that my guess or is that the truth?
That is, I guess, the truth. Potentially more.
Yeah, yeah. But what I'm saying is you have video evidence of 70.
Yeah.
Okay, damn. You have done no work this week.
I have. Holy shit. Doesn't actually take long to check.
70 buses.
I'm not watching them as they go through.
I know, but still, you're going through 70 videos of a bus going through red light. You're going through more than that because you said like it's got like a 2-for-1 false positive rate at the moment. So at least 140 videos of buses.
It was 120 false positives.
It's over 200 videos of buses, dude. You've done no work this week.
It's actually kind of quick to triage them because a lot of the false positives are the camera has moved, so
it's not detecting the red light properly. Yeah.
Well, that might have been one.
I don't think it detected it.
Yeah, I don't know. I've also turned the priority down on this.
Yeah, yeah, you said that. Which, hey, are we going to watch and see if red buses go through red lights, or are we just giving it up to the machine now?
Oh, yeah, I suppose we should. Should we?
And also, I think we now have room for three guesses, right? We have the,
oh my God, yes,
the number of red light runners we detect,
yeah,
the number of traffic light, bus, whatever you call them, flumpy dupe violations, and the number of buses the machine detects. These are the three guesses we have now.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go four.
Ooh, four's quite low. It's already at 57.
Take away 57. I'm going to do 57 plus four. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I get you. Can you tell me what 57 plus four is?
61.
Oh, mate, I was just testing you. It sounded like you didn't know how to do basic arithmetic.
How did you tell that based on what I was saying?
Because you were like, 4. 57 plus four. You know what I mean.
I mean, I'm not going to do the math if I don't have to, right? Like,
oh, this is going to be it.
Nah, you're stopping.
That was quite...
Violation.
So that's an ABS. So our AI does not detect ABS violations. It did get brought up with the team.
Brought up?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You said brought up.
61. It's what? 57 plus 4. Just,
that's what I said.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Oh, I thought we were just saying pedantic things.
Brutal.
Yeah, so AI, we did bring it up in our meetings.
It's on the blockchain to be looked at.
And yeah,
blockchain
it,
of issues.
It got pushed to outside of scope because we were basically like, yeah, so at the start of the year, yeah, we want something that detects red lights. And halfway through the year, we're like, yeah, we've moved office. It's going to work for the new office now.
Yeah, so the training data you use is now bogus.
And also, we've got this like bus bike box thing.
So if you can detect that,
we want you to detect
that.
And they're like, yeah.
And there's like, it's fine as long as there's a fast CPU. And we're like, well, we've got like a 5-year-old laptop here. So if you could make it work with that, that'd be great.
Yeah, this is working better doing some processing on this GPU.
Yeah, it actually doesn't max out the GPU. So we are CPU bound currently. Did you know Windows Task Manager now, this is a new Windows 10 feature,
yeah, I saw
shows
that.
You the GPU usage. How cool's that?
Yeah. Did you notice that we had it selected by GPU before. OBS is using mainly GPU.
Yeah, I think it does some of the encoding. That's actually more than I thought. I think it does some of the encoding in the GPU.
And old Python is using looking like nothing.
Huh, I wonder if it is still offloaded to the GPU then. Because it is no longer offloaded to the GPU.
Should we restart that thing.
No. It's just a lot of effort. Do it another day.
It's not, mate.
Well, the problem is, okay, if it's not going to the GPU, then we need to find out why it's not going to the GPU. There's multiple reasons it could be, but yeah, none of them are really none of them are super good for debugging live during the show. Do you know what I mean?
Fair enough. And it's running all right, yeah. CPU-ish.
Yeah.
It's running better than last week. Kind of surprising because it was not good last week.
It was not good last week. I did make a lot of tweaks. It's using a different version of TensorFlow now.
Oh, yeah.
So it might be using AVX2, for example. I'm not sure if it actually is. Or it might be doing it like...
Oh, one of the changes they made might have been to be a bit more efficient.
Yeah.
Because they did actually make quite a lot of change. I sent them an email on like Tuesday and stuff got done like while I was kind of testing. I was like, where'd this video come from?
Speedy devs.
And yeah, like...
Oh, you mean like via... They did it remotely, did they?
Yeah, they did it remotely. They were doing it based on save videos.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, I was like, oh, wow, this is, yeah. And I'm like, oh, cool, it's got like a little red light indicator now.
It's good.
Which I have noticed sometimes does turn on when there's no red light. Which
yeah, so is
useful.
Yeah, because now we can tell what the AI is thinking. We can peer into the AI's brain. Of course, it is TensorFlow, so when we say peer into the AI's brain, we've got like a little bit of knowledge. And then
I love the noise our like waterproofing makes.
Makes noises?
Yeah, listen.
I can't hear anything.
Yeah, it happens more when it's windy. Like, okay. The things are flapping.
Okay, so it flaps around a bit, yeah. Yeah, it's
should
actually surprising.
Should I tweet a photo out?
Yeah, okay, go ahead. At some point, we should move on to the news as well.
Oh, yeah, we have done quite a bit. Oh, mate, that looks pretty good.
I simultaneously don't know most of the news this week and can't read most of the news that's written up this week.
I am... Basically in the same bag as you.
You wrote them up, right?
Wait, I did not.
Well, one of our consultants wrote them up. So,
Gotta keep an eye on the old traffic cam to try and beat the machine. So, so you did 444. What am I doing? Twitter.
You have to guess. One of the problems, I think, is that because it's lagging so much, it's damn near impossible for us to see if it's going through a red light. Do you know what I mean?
We can look out.
I can't actually see any red lights from here. I have to kind of be like this.
I can see it like here. So surely you can see it if you stand where your chair is, right?
Yeah, but then I can't see any buses.
Well, there's no buses there yet.
Yeah, but what I mean is we need to be able to see where the buses are relative to the... Ugh, whatever.
Right, so our quote mark waterproofing.
Yeah, it's good. I like it. We could just leave it out there full time. Although I don't know if that's rated to think... Oh my gosh, did you see the story?
Yes.
The one with the helium?
Yes.
Did you?
No.
Okay, it was fucking great. Dave, did you see that story? Was it the Healy? Okay. Guy posts r/sysadmin and says, hey, so I work at a hospital, I'm a sysadmin at a hospital. We got a new MRI machine installed. Over the course of the day, while they were testing it, at the end of the day, we realized every iOS device in the building had stopped working.
Oh, wow.
So this is Apple canaries. Watches. This is... this is phones, iPads, they'd all stopped working. And this is what he posted. And then he was like, we checked, nothing else affected. Not a single thing. Nothing else affected.
Weird.
Just these. What the fuck is going on? And so he did some updates and the main thing everyone was saying was, oh, it's probably like a leak, right? Like if your superconducting magnet quenches during operation, it's going to induce a like massive magnetic field.
Yep.
It could be that. They could just be more sensitive for some reason, resonant frequency for those devices. He went back to the reps from GE and were like, what the fuck's going on? And they were like, oh, we've had this problem before. It's the helium.
Oh, weird.
I'm sorry, what? It's the helium.
But why does it only affect iOS?
Yeah, what the fuck is going on? First of all, there's so many questions, right? There's like, what helium? Like, MRI machines use helium. Why would there be helium through the entire building?
And how, what, helium just makes devices stop working?
Yeah, that's pretty bizarre.
Yeah, it's crazy. So eventually some people started posting and there were some people who knew what they were talking about. So it turns out the way that iOS devices, they set their clock speeds is using a device called an MEMS. And it's like a mechanical oscillator. That's the word. Sometimes I am retarded.
Sometimes.
And the way it works is the composition of kind of like the vacuum inside it is it's sensitive, right? So it's hermetically sealed. It's a little hermit seal. I don't know the word for that one either. And the point is because helium is such a it's tiny. It's fucking tiny. It's insanely tiny. When it's in gaseous form, it can go through the seal. And as it goes through the seal, it changes the composition of the vacuum, changes the clock speed, and ends up making... Looking pretty good. You notice that hasn't detected a single bus on this? Oh, there it is. Detected one.
Wait, where? Oh, right, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, just... It's running off CPU, mate.
Okay.
It's a good test, running this at the same time.
It's a good test. Anyway, so it turns out, yeah, as they were testing it, they had... Didn't detect it. Oh, no, look at that. Okay.
That will do it. 58. There we go.
Dang.
It works.
I'm suspicious that kind of detection is legitimate because I think... There's a little bit of desync between the red light and the bus.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it doesn't really matter because once the red light's red, if it detects a bus 5 seconds later where it was 5 seconds ago, it's hard to tell. Yeah. I think it might be okay.
So anyway, we should... My guess...
Did you increase our number as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, I increased ours.
ABS violation. Easy. Look,
not yet, mate.
Look at him.
Not
what
yet.
Do you mean not yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Thought he was...
I'm going to say...
Oh, now you're guessing.
7, 4, 8.
7, 4, 8.
What's 57 plus 8?
What's 61 plus 4?
65.
Oh, thanks for telling me the answer. All right, ABS.
Okay, there we are, ABS. Anyway, it was a great little story. And I especially like...
Do you like how I said the machine's going to get one more than what we get?
You said 4 and 7, I thought you said?
7, 4, and 8.
Oh, 7, 4,
machine's going to get 8. We're only going to get 7.
Yeah, you're counting on that false positive, are you?
Yeah. Even though there's been, what, 3 false negatives?
Yeah. Kind of like there was another story on Reddit recently that was also good. Someone was complaining, thought her partner had been drugging and raping
her. I read that. It was fucking nuts. It reminded me of... should we tell the story first and then I'll say what it reminded me of?
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
All right, so... Yeah, this girl basically, she was like... I think it was in like legal advice and she was like...
Yeah, that was where it was.
Yeah, I think my boyfriend's like drugging me. He's also a doctor, so like he has access and like knows how things work. And like she started describing what's happening. She's like, yeah, like sometimes like I'll wake up and I like can't remember what's happened and like there's like semen on my breasts. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, sounds like he's raping you.
Yeah, definitely sounded like it.
Then... Like, when she's staying at his house, like, she feels fine. And, like, after a couple of days, she's like, oh, maybe I don't hate him. Maybe I don't think he's, like, taking advantage of me.
Because she didn't tell him, like, I think you're drugging me.
And she had, like, marks on her legs that kind of look like injection points. So she was like, yeah, maybe he is. And, like,
he pointed them out.
And
was like, whoa, that's not what's happening there, buddy.
And then in the comments, someone was like,
oh, no, you forgot the part. She was at work and she started getting, like, super paranoid. She, like, thought all her coworkers knew what was going on and were, like, judging her.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, like, they thought her boss was going to fire her because... If, like, it was affecting her personal life and she wasn't able to sleep properly and it was just causing these massive issues and she was getting super paranoid about it.
Yeah. So the comment, like, the top comment.
Which, obviously, it probably bubbled up over time itself.
they were like, oh, I'll take your bed for like brown marks and up along the wall. And she's like this. And yeah. they were like, yeah, you got bed bugs.
yeah.
That shit like fucks with your brain.
Turns out you can have a severe allergic reaction to bed bugs that causes insomnia, psychosis, paranoia,
memory loss.
Yeah, it's damn.
So yeah, she was probably just having consensual sex and
yeah.
like only happened at her house because that's where the bed bugs were.
Yeah, when it happened at her boyfriend's house, she was like, everything's fine. This is not causing a problem.
So it reminded me of the story on Reddit again where I think it was on Legal Advice as well.
The
like
carbon dioxide one?
Yeah. So like hard. Guy was like leaving notes to himself and he's like, I think my landlord's being like real creepy and like leaving notes around telling me like weird stuff. Yeah. Or do you reckon it'll...
Easy.
It lagged. it lagged.
Wait for it. It could still detect it. Yes. Oh, I didn't think it went through a red light, though. It detected it before the line. So
oh,
it
yeah.
Ah. So we're going to increase it. You missed.
Not ABS. Bus count.
Bus red light runners.
4. Should we change the line? Where do you reckon the line should go?
I don't know. I don't know if it's a good place for it. It should learn where the line is.
Oh, it should, but...
I just leave
I want 2 lines. Oh, this guy. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So no, we got 4. No, wait for it. Wait for it. This! Damn.
59.
There we are. So it's working. It's janky as all heck, but it is working.
It is a lot better than what we've done.
Yeah, because we've done nothing. it is going to be released open source as well under an MIT license. So if you would like to work on the BusFactor's premier blockchain solution, you'll be able to. I believe it'll be published to our GitHub, which is github.com/thebusfactor.
Might move it like there.
Okay, wherever you think is best.
I think that's best.
Yeah, the carbon dioxide one's funny. He was carbon monoxide, rather.
Yeah,
he was
monoxide.
Carbon monoxide leak in his house. No ventilation. Is this going to detect? Yes, right? Yeah, it detected it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we're not going to count that.
Without a line.
What we could do is change the delta to minus 58.
Yeah, I think that would
or
work.
Or minus 1 on the end.
Sure.
So that minus 1's the false positive and the 57's the starting.
Initial count. Okay, yes, I see how it is.
Yeah. No, there were a few like that in the things. Oh, this is easy.
Detect that boy. Detect him. Wait for it. You know there was a bus.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Just touched it. Yeah. Yeah. 61.
Yeah, this is good.
Okay, you've convinced me.
What's 61 minus 57 minus 1?
3. I think, right?
I'll take 3 for that, yeah.
I'll take 3 for that. That sounds like a good number. I'll pick that number if that's on the cards.
Man, phones make us, like, retarded.
There's actually been some interesting studies about it. It doesn't make us retarded. It makes us good at different things.
Yeah.
So we're really good now at looking up information. We're really bad at remembering it.
Yeah.
Like, using a calculator, we're good as at it. Like, it's just damn good. Typing, fuck yeah. Looking stuff up, we know how to Google for... we're just good at Googling. But, like, remembering a fact, oh, hell no. Oh, yeah, boy! Shaboy! Aisha!
Yeah, there he is.
Yeah, 62. It's like instant.
What we could do is, because that could be delayed more than that. Oh, it hasn't been like writing the videos or fun. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm okay with it.
I
think this interface is laggy. I'd rather see the other one. That's fine.
For the next one, we'll
let's go.
Just watch this one, because then we can see how. Because that's when that gets updated, I think.
Oh, they are. Yeah, it's so writing the videos out slowly. It must be like I/O bound or something.
Yeah, it must be like, oh my God, what's happening?
Is it writing it in a thread? Like, could it be... I mean, in terms of performance tweaks, there's like 1,000 we could do. So I think just like, number one, rewriting Golang, am I right?
Oh. Yeah. What was I thinking?
About Demon Small Boys?
Oh, yeah, like looking up shit. Oh, this guy.
I don't think he's going to get him.
Oh! So 62. Didn't
detect a violation?
I might be writing a video.
No, because it normally shows it right like instantly.
Yeah, but now it's like writing the videos.
I don't know. I think it just didn't detect it. Weird.
It looked like it did there.
Yeah, it did. It's hard to tell.
Yeah, so one thing about search engine is, so Adele was saying the other day, like, it's really cool how in Google you can actually just say, how do I do this? And like write a full sentence. And like, that's how you get the best results
it's
in
actually,
Google now.
It's actually bullshit because everyone who grew up in the, like us, learned how to Google a specific way because we know how, you get an idea for how the computer works. You get an idea for how Google does its searching and you learn to use it properly.
Yeah. That is what I kind of said. I was like, I kind of learned a very different way, but I kind of like it as well that you can just ask it retarded questions and it will give you the answer that you want.
But the problem is if you're asking non-retarded questions, it's now harder to find the answer.
Yeah.
Because you basically, it used to be like it would give you what you put in, which had downsides. Like if you didn't understand how Google worked, you'd get some weird results you didn't want. But if you understood how it worked, you could search like really fine-grained. Now, sometimes I'll be like, I want to search for this with the quotes, motherfucker, and it'll be like, no.
Oh, do you reckon it'll get this?
Yeah, did you mean without the quotes? No! Google, tell me about the who. That
it's just not detecting the bus that is
search term.
There.
Who is a common search term and thus not included in your query?
It just didn't detect the bus that was there.
Weird.
Bus
sure, it didn't just detect it late?
No, it didn't go up. No. We've actually got quite a lot. Fuck, there's too many numbers for me to deal with now. We're up to 9, 4, and 62 minus 57 minus 1.
Okay, so...
But how do we want to count that one, the false positive it got?
When... I don't know. You pick.
Whatever
makes me win. How's that? You knew that was going to be the answer. Hey, should we talk about some news, shall we? We're like halfway through and we haven't actually discussed any InfoSec stuff.
Yeah, I guess we could.
This is the world's premier information security and bus related podcast.
So we talk about what was talked about on our sister podcast.
Who's our sister podcast? And are you talking about the Bloomberg story here?
Yes.
Okay. Shall we talk about the Bloomberg story? I don't think there's much left to say. I will say that...
Did you see that other podcast? The one that was giving out the fake CISP one? CISSP?
The Thug Crowd?
Yeah.
Didn't know that a podcast. Like, I've seen Thug Crowd around.
Apparently that's a podcast. It sounds up our alley. Like,
bunch of people. Hey, did you see Neffy was talking about how he didn't realize he needed a visa to go to Canada?
Oh my God.
So he tweeted being like, on my way to Canada. And then half an hour later, he's like, turns out you need a visa to visit Canada. Not sure if I'm going to make my flight. And then it was like, just made my flight in the lounge drinking. Got a headache. Like,
oh my God.
Dude.
I love him. Yeah. I haven't seen him in ages. Oh, it turned green just before I could count that ABS.
You know you can count it after the fact, right?
No, like it...
Maybe still moving?
Yeah, it kind of rolled and...
Yeah, it's a tough line because you could count it as soon as he enters the ABS while the relay's red.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, a lot of people do kind of roll forward if they know that it's going to turn. And it doesn't really hurt a cyclist. If no cyclist there and it's about to turn green anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here on The Bus Factor, we're not about being pedantic. We're about saving lives.
We're actually all about talking about Bloomberg.
Hmm. So, last week we mentioned that Patrick Gray,
Risky Biz.
It's confusing.
Buzzy Bee.
He had a source who could confirm the story. Turns out his source lied to him. That motherfucker.
Oh, mate, it's detecting that one, but not that one.
Oh, it's probably the tree and the other bus in the way.
Oh, yeah, that tree is... It might be starting to actually interfere.
Well, I mean, it's been interfering for a while. It's not like it's grown much, has it?
Hard to know. 10.
Yeah, we did find that the AI was learning to ignore certain things. So it kind of looked like...
It's getting windy.
Yeah. In any case, the point is the Bloomberg story is bullshit.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Allegedly bullshit. No confirmations have ever been reported at all.
Oh, is he over?
Bloomberg is saying that there are confirmation, but they're lying. So they were like, oh, look at this guy. He found a hardware backdoor. They interviewed him and they wrote a story being like, oh, proven. And he's like, first of all, the hardware backdoor is unrelated to what you guys found. Secondly, it's got nothing to do with Supermicro. Hardware backdoors happen in every operating system. This is a great quote, though. He's like, oh, I found a hardware backdoor in the Ethernet port. You can tell if you're backdoored because the Ethernet port's got metal around it to dissipate the heat. So if you got metal around it, backdoored. So yeah. People are like tweeting at Bloomberg being like, hey, I think I got a backdoor because you can see all this stuff here.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah, 48 backdoors and your 48 port switch. I don't know, so it sounds like bullshit. Is there much more to say than that?
I think that's all I kind of really know about it. Like, yeah.
Yeah, there's like being back and forth about it, but...
He seemed like a bit upset that, source failed.
Oh, Patrick Gray, yeah. He was livid, and it's actually the second time something like similar that has happened, because now we're just like, InfoSec podcast about InfoSec podcasts. Thug Crowd, Risky Bus. He had a pretty sweet scoop the other week as well about American Airlines, maybe one of the airline companies. And he was like, oh, massive breach. I think he hitched his bets pretty hard, but he was like, I think this is a massive problem, blah, blah, blah. Here's all the data points that connect together. And then he was wrong. And he was like, I'm sorry. So he had to issue a correction. And then this again, had to issue a correction.
That's why we just don't take sources.
Yeah, we only follow facts, right? We report while we hear them and come to you. We don't have sources. We don't do journalism. Fuck no.
We leave that to the fine folks at that company.
Bloomberg?
That give the news for New Zealand and Wellington.
You mean your sister?
Yeah.
She gives us news.
She mainly gets it from a certain company, though.
Ah, I don't know. Did you see her?
Oh, yeah, it was quite.
Did you see her thing? It's very diverse this week.
Yeah, because we said last week, give us weird
international
stories.
News. And she gave us, like, predominantly international news, which, we'll have to have a talk with her about that. Because these aren't even good. Student catches bus driver using phone while driving. Like,
Mum wants answers.
Yeah, I'm like. You know what? In terms
Did
of
you
like,
know the student took a video of the bus driver using the phone?
On their phone?
Guess what the news article doesn't have?
The video?
Yeah.
Bullshit. This is not the cutting edge bus news that you've come to expect from Risky Bus. From the Bus Factor. Fuck.
We've got other ones.
We do. That one in particular, I was like, what? It reminds me of the time, I think I've said before on this podcast, going to a school assembly, special assembly is called. We're like, what the fuck's going on? Special assembly. Principal comes up. Got something very serious to tell you guys. Yesterday, on the way home from school on the bus driver was shot. With a BB gun. Oh, fucking hell, principal. Jesus Christ. I was like, in that split second, I was like, holy shit. Oh my god, I know I'm in Hamilton, but like, fuck me, someone shot a bus driver?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. I'm like, I don't know anyone who carries a gun, a BB gun. Oh, fucking hell. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's still serious, but did you have to phrase it like that?
We've just had a live update from our live reporter.
Okay, what'd she say?
Are you people ripping me out?
I didn't think she was listening.
Yeah, she's listening.
Okay. Well, no, it's good. Thank you for the bus news. it's just that, yeah, I don't know. There's some of the...
Whoa! Get a live replay on that.
Hang on, I can bring it up on my computer.
Check out this bus.
Gee, whoa, what the fuck is going on?
So, yeah, we got that on our live replay. We'll watch it again in the live replay.
The smaller one.
That bus just goes into the other lane.
Why? What was the... I don't know.
Was
it like in a rush or something?
Ho, ho, ho!
Why didn't he just slow down? Jesus, that was crazy.
I was like, wait, what's happening?
Oh, man, we should report that. That actually might be worth... Oh, yeah, we can clip it from the show. And we'll keep the audio in there as well.
Yeah, we can do stuff like we did old-fashioned times.
Yeah, damn, that was pretty bad. Yeah, sorry, thank you for the bus news overall, reporter on the street.
I think she's not actually on the street at the moment.
Yeah, but, you know, it's like a nickname, reporter on the street. Hey, did you have any more news you want to talk about? We can talk about some bus news.
Yeah, fair enough. Should we talk about some crashes?
Okay, yeah, I don't know anything about this. Tell me about it.
Oh, I think we've got another live update.
Okay. So it's fuck you guys, I'm never providing bus news again.
It's a photo of a fire.
What? A fireplace. Okay, not like a bus is on fire, get down here quick.
Oh my God. Would we go?
If it was close enough.
We kind of could just pick up everything
but the power. Yeah, this is
100%
portable.
And, like, we could keep it going and someone hold the janky...
Oh, we need to change Wi-Fi, but yeah, then we could... Yeah, we could do it.
Yeah?
We could probably, like, get a backpack that does it for us. Do you know what I mean? Like, put all of it in a backpack and just have two cords coming out with microphones and a camera. And people will be like, what the fuck is going on?
I prefer the just sitting at a pub. Drinking with a camera.
Yeah, can we look a little bit nerdy with like a backpack full of electronics gear and antennas sticking out of it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Mike's in a brown paper bag, so we're just walking down the street holding them, yeah.
Just talking to what seems like bottles or something. Yeah, sure, that won't get questions.
Yeah. Okay, tell me about the crash.
So this crash in Auckland, bring up the link. There's a gnarly picture you probably haven't seen. The top one?
The one?
Yeah.
Bus crashes into shop. Three pedestrians injured in Birkenhead. What a dumb name. Oh, damn.
Oh, I think this is one. Yeah, that was one.
Okay, that was into a shop. Okay, because like you occasionally see... There is a picture here. You occasionally see like pictures of buses who have been hit by people and they like you're like, damn, people are heavy. How did this happen?
You tell me.
The bus clipped a van, stopped at the crossing. Oh, okay, so it clipped a van that was stopped. So I'm going to go with, like, bus driver's fault in this case. It looked like a man had been crossing the road. The bus swerved to try and avoid him, clipped the van, drove into the building.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you reckon that just happened?
How fast do you have to be going? I guess, but, like, buses, it's hard to slow down, but... Why would you go so
that jumped a lot. I think we need to update our AI. Yeah, we need to update our AI.
What do you mean update our AI?
The wind just like fucking gusted.
Oh, I see. And so it's like, there's a red light, even though there wasn't. Oh, I see, because the camera angle changes. Yeah, I gotcha. Glad you're looking out for it.
To be honest, I just saw it out of the corner of my eye. If I didn't see that, then it would just be like false positiving.
Yeah.
It would be like, wait, why is it saying this?
No, it'd be false negativing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, false positiving. Because it would be saying a bus is running a red light, but not.
No, because if it's like not centered properly, it'll be like green light, right? It'll think it's a green light all the time.
Yeah, but it will trigger, so it will send a positive signal.
No,
it shouldn't.
Why would it trigger?
Because it would be like, what I'm focused on looks like a red light.
How does anything in the area look like a red light for the red light?
Trust me, mate. Let's put a red light.
Just on the road. Just
here.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Green light, motherfucker.
Let's put it here. Red light.
How is that a red light?
Let's put it here.
Green light.
Oh, fucking shots fired. Yeah, that one's flashing.
Damn, these are crazy lights. Okay, I see how it works. It is a...
Trust me, mate. I've looked at the footage.
Yeah, okay. I'll take your word for it.
Well, I think I got a false positive there.
Okay, so the red light detector is trigger happy.
Minus two.
We've had 11 red light runners.
Yeah, they have gone through.
Damn, my four was like way off.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Oh, that's an ABS, right? Did you increase it?
Oh, that is an ABS. Fuck me, there's too many numbers.
Yeah. This is why we need the AI, because we're just sitting here like, there's a thing, there's a thing.
Yeah, but
a thing.
The AI needs like a subtraction of like, you're doing this wrong.
Yeah, at some point we can have like a button that says you missed one and add that to the training.
Yeah. That'll be quite nice.
Yeah. Pull requests accepted.
Yeah.
Okay, what else was there? Bus news. We got another one. Wellington.
Oh, Wellington strike thing?
I don't think that word says strike. Okay, yes, the new bus network in Wellington is an implementation issue.
Oh, that's what the American
This is what the designer said.
Yeah,
the guy who designed it said, not my issue, was a implementation issue. Of course, you've got to wonder, if your design doesn't take into account things like buses drive on roads, you do got to wonder whether perhaps you could call that a design issue. Yeah. Yeah, so...
Or there's hills and, yeah, like, windy roads.
He basically was like, oh, well, it's an implementation issue because... We didn't really take into account that buses, like, will be held up by traffic. And I'm like, that feels like something you should take into account during the design phase.
Yeah.
Do red lights exist? Is this a shared like, resource? Like,
if I was that designer, like, if I was just in a completely unrelated city.
Yeah.
Doing bus things.
Yeah.
And people were like, oh, can you design us a new, like, system? I'll be like, do you have any information on what your users use and how they use your service?
Maybe like current information on how long it takes a bus to get from here to here at these times.
Yeah. Or like who catches the buses from here to here. Like, yeah, like all sorts of stuff. Nah. Nah, don't need
that. Ridiculous. Emily who designed it only does hub and spoke. Which like, I'm fine with that conceptually. I just think that if the hub and spoke design sucks, then maybe you shouldn't have done it. If it works, then sure, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not philosophically opposed to any particular bus design.
Wellington is not a hub and spoke city,
it's
though.
It's not. It's just not. The entire layout's just fucked, right? But isn't it so good? It would be perfect for trains, right?
Yeah.
And yet the trains here suck.
It's just... We also can't do much because we're on a fault line. Like,
okay, true, yeah.
We can't really have an underground.
Oh, we can. It would just be expensive as shit.
Yeah, and it would like collapse like all the time.
Well, not all the time, just frequently.
Yeah, fair enough.
True, Tokyo has a way good underground, and they also have earthquakes all the time.
Yeah.
I gotta say, they're not as scary as Wellington, but when I was there, they were only small ones.
Yeah, fair enough. Wellington Rail, S line.
There's the dollar sign. Yeah, I can read it.
Oh, it's the dollar sign.
Mm. This one was about the money they're investing into the whale.
Could be that, like, international health sign, like the snake wrapped around a staff.
Yeah, I do know the symbol. Does it have another name? International health sign is no. It's not that. Like I think a plus is right.
Like, oh my god, the buses symbol. Didn't move that entire cycle.
Damn.
Yeah, so Wellington Rail, dollar, dollar, dollar. What do you know about this? Are you gonna...
Not much. It's called a rod of...
Rod of what? Rod of...
Asclepius. Yeah. Sometimes known as...
Oh, mate, that looks like a dollar sign.
No, it doesn't.
If you cut it in half...
Hand the mic over. Tell us about the rail upgrade.
Oh, the rail upgrade. So basically, our central government is going to give Wellington a whole bunch of money to upgrade initially the Wairarapa line. So hopefully they'll actually run on time and they can run longer trains.
Are they pretty much like the worst line at the moment?
They are absolutely dreadful. And then also there's going to be some additional money to fix some points, fix some banks so they don't slip as much.
Oh, yeah, because I think they said at some point we have like an 8-2 connection.
Yes, and actually, when you should come into the station, there is a choke point where basically the way the points are laid out, you effectively only have two tracks into the station.
Yeah, that seems like not a great thing. Because also our station, we don't have any loops, right? Like it's just one big straight line. It goes station to endpoint. Is that how it works here?
Yeah.
Yeah, whereas like a lot of places will have like come into the station one way, exit a different way and like turn around kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Sydney has the inner city loop and whatnot. And
yeah. Wellington is a terminal station.
Yeah, which, yeah, I don't know. The trains here just suck. Like, and I don't know, it just feels like they could do so much better. Though I do understand the cost and it's relatively low population density and all that.
Well, that's come up when we've had I've talked about light rail and people say light rail isn't correct. And people go, yeah, you look at Wellington's density numbers and yeah, we need heavy rail.
In the like main city part, right?
Well, no, out in our suburbs, because we have the valleys and you must run down the valley floor, there's actually a really dense sort of area to actually filter into the routes and whatnot. So
yeah, okay, fair enough. I mean, like, light rail's better than nothing. And like you can upgrade light rail to heavy rail, right?
Well, it depends that some of the light rail they're talking about Wellington's actually a tram, so it's not going to be sort of separated. While heavy rail does need full separation from...
Yeah, I mean, like, the ideal is just it would just be underground in the city and, you know, the denser parts, and then as soon as you get, like, past the city, you go above ground again, right? Like, that would be kind of the ideal situation.
Yeah, and in a dedicated right-of-way, so you don't... Not like trams or whatever, which have cars cutting them off.
You presumably wouldn't have cars, yeah. Because I feel like that would solve... Because you always hear about, like, the basin flyover as well, and, like, or just that entire kind of, like, from the basin tunnel to kind of, like, further up towards the highway is just shitty.
Yeah, and that's through to the airport and stuff. Yeah. And there's the people who just say, put it in a tunnel and, like, put it under the basin rather than put a big bridge in front of the basin. Because people will say, well, actually, Wellington is a place which is walking, it's inviting. As soon as you put this big sort of flyover through, you basically make a concrete boundary to people's thinking of sort of where the city is. So they'll say, like, Newtown, which is further up, will die because people will see a big barrier to get there.
Yeah, I can see those kind of issues. Yeah. Although, like, I do, kind of sympathetic because underground costs just, like, orders of magnitude more.
Yeah, and you saw San Francisco after their, quake in about 87 actually removed a lot of their flyover motorway stuff like that.
Oh, real?
Yeah, so because they go, actually, no, it's better to have it lower and underground, don't actually have these stuff above because it's a visual eyesore is actually delimit cities and stuff like that. Yeah. And that's urban planners and stuff.
Yeah, speaking of, Davenport NZ says Kobe has underground and seismic issues. So yeah, I mean, it's definitely doable. I just imagine it'd bump the collar. But I mean, not that I know much about underground building. My guess is that if you're already building underground, the increase because of seismic issue is probably not as much as, like, you know, if you're already paying $100 million to go underground, seismic strengthening, another $10 million, like that would be my guess as to how it plays out the money-wise. So
And a lot of it would actually more be about the rock you're having to drill through rather than the actual structure. That seems to be the more difficult part.
Yeah, I don't know. Underground stuff seems cool. Yeah, well, New Zealand is so, like, it's just such a nice shape for rail or anything like it because every city pretty much is just in one big great line. It's just, it starts at Auckland and you can just draw a line through the major cities going all the way down to Wellington and... It's just perfectly shaped.
Except for, like, New Plymouth and Napier.
Fuck those. Those do not count as major cities. But, yes, there are some little offshoots. It's, I guess, like a bit of a tree. Like, a tree's got a main trunk, and then it's got, like, some little offshoots that you can... But for the most part, like, compared to most countries, like, can you imagine trying to build a train system in America? You'd just be like, connect the cities, I guess, right? You'd just be like, fuck it. I don't know.
What children salesman problem, right? We just want one track to go through all the cities.
Yeah, New Zealand, that's fairly easy, all things considered. I don't know. Okay, do we want to put Hugh back on and we can get through some of these InfoSec stories?
Hello.
Hello. Enjoy your break?
Yeah, no, it's not too bad. Did you notice the cyclists going through?
No.
So there's like new cycles around town.
Oh, the Obzi or something?
Onzo.
Onzo, yeah.
Which is just a, like...
Is it rental?
Rebranding of Ofo.
I don't know what that is.
Which is, like, globally bike sharing thing.
How's it work? Tell me about it.
you get an app on your phone, you walk up to a bike, you scan a QR code on the bike, your Bluetooth on phone talks to Bluetooth of lock, unlocks. It's just like a bar lock between the spokes on the back wheel.
Can we hack it? It sounds hackable.
Yeah. Mm. It also costs like 25 cents for like half an hour or something. So
damn, that's pretty cheap.
Probably not worth hacking.
Mm, 25 cents, man.
Yeah.
Plus, we could steal them all and like throw them in the river. Like throw them in the...
Oh, yeah. You're also not allowed to park them on the waterfront because I think people will just throw them in the harbour.
And there'd just be thousands of bikes there,
yeah,
right?
But yeah, I saw a couple run past in the bus-only lane.
Yeah, I seen... Like, I was walking home last night at like 3 a.m. and like... It was like this bike gang of like 5 people all riding the same bike, being like, wah, wah, wah. You know how they are when they're loud and drunk.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a slightly strange sight to see in Wellington. 5 drunk people biking around happily at 3 a.m.
Yeah. No, that's kind of cool. Yeah. So I guess what should we talk about? Should we talk about strikes just briefly?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, are there any Perth listeners, do you wonder?
Right now, no, but sometimes, yeah.
Because there's a strike going on in Perth. Damn. On their bus network right now.
Rail
as we speak.
Or just bus?
Bus, I believe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was in one of the links sent to us.
Tell me about it.
There's a bus strike going on right now.
Why?
There's a bus strike going on right now.
Pathetic.
Yeah, same reasons every bus is going on strikes. Like, no pay.
Because they have
like,
no contract? No. That's a different reason to work. Okay, so not the same reason. Because you said the same reason.
The same reason why we had strikes for like 10 times last year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They want more money. More money.
Yeah, more money, like less hours, like just like normal.
Together we bargain, divided we beg.
And I guess on top of that is we should reiterate that Wellington's having a strike not next week, the week after.
Is that Christchurch Con week?
Oh, it might be. Yeah, it's like the 23rd.
Damn. 23rd? Is that like a Friday? 23rd's a Tuesday, so we'll be able to get some of it at least.
Yeah, I mean, it might still be going.
Because I think Christchurch Con is the 26th, 27th?
Yeah, 26th, 27th.
So 23rd, yeah. So we'll, if we might do a special if there's enough interest in it or anything like that.
Yeah, fair enough. What else has happened? No more false positives?
55 have died in Kenya.
Oh, yeah. You should look up the picture. That's,
is it nasty?
You get to see a Kenyan bus.
Okay.
It's that bottom one.
Kenyan bus. Yeah, annoyingly. It's... Oh, wow. Hey, interesting. 50 people have died, rolled. Did it have a roof?
Yeah, I'm not
the
sure.
The bus doesn't have a roof. And, like, okay, so there's, like, a pretty common thing in, media now. I'm thinking, I'm sure I've seen it multiple times, but, for example...
Looks kind of like a safari bus or like those tourist buses that just have an open deck.
So suppose, like, from my limited knowledge of Kenya, which is basically comes from TV shows made in America, that's a thing. Have you seen what the fuck? What's the Sensate? Sensate? Have you seen Sensate? They have the Kenyan bus boy.
Yeah,
And like it presents like a fairly like I don't know how realistic it is, but like a interesting picture of the Kenyan bus rivalry that goes on. It's a big thing over there, according to Sensei. I'm inclined to believe it.
Yeah. Are there any Kenyan listeners currently?
Yeah, if there are, let us know. We'll find out.
If there are, we're sorry.
How are we sorry?
Like 55 Kenyans just died.
Oh, yeah, okay, fair enough. Yeah, that
hey,
I forgot about
some
that.
Respect.
I got distracted by how cool the bus was. It was a cool-looking bus. Imagine if our buses were like that.
Yep.
No roofs. Just fucking, like, just jam them in. Like, people spring
no roofs.
Them.
Open air in Wellington. We would freeze to death.
Might be a problem. Yeah, just walking in today, it's like, Jesus, it's fucking cold sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah. Summer's starting.
Did it just move? Like, the red light detection?
No, nah, it's still on point. Good.
On point. Okay, we've got 5 minutes left. Do you want to go through these? Google Plus is shutting down.
Yep.
They also had a security breach.
Yep.
That's it.
Cool.
What's next? Weapons cyber security. I have no idea what the fuck
that
is.
That report that came out.
Whose report? Who made the report, Dave?
Some US something something. And the funny part was they found some attack that
there was an attack against operators, and it says please insert 2 quarters to continue. Okay. Gotta say, I'm probably gonna have to read that one to find out how that one works exactly. Yeah, Kanye enough. West's cell phone password is 00000. Yeah, I don't know.
Was that the right number of zeros?
Yeah, something like that. 6 zeros, whatever. I don't think it really matters because guess what? You're not going to get hold of Kanye West's phone.
Oh, you might.
No, you won't.
Oh, you might.
I will. I'll give you $100 if you can get Kanye West's phone. Oh, I could probably get a pool going. We could get you $1,000 for getting Kanye West's phone.
Mate, if I get Kanye West's phone, I could probably sell it for more than $1,000.
Yeah, so the point is you're not going to get Kanye West's phone.
But I will collect that $1,000 off you.
Yeah, I didn't say I'd give you. I said I could probably get a pool going.
Oh, no.
I said I'll give you 100. I said I'd give you 100.
All right, I'll collect that 100.
Yeah, and we'll try and get a pool going for you. I don't think it's a big deal. Though someone did point out this is a hilarious contrast between Taylor Swift and Kanye West.
Oh, yeah, there's quite a bit going on at the moment.
With Taylor Swift?
Both of them.
What do you mean?
It's more political stuff.
Political stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, go on with the scary stuff.
If there is political stuff going on with Kanye West and Taylor Swift, I am very oblivious to it.
I'll tell you afterwards.
The only comparison I saw was that Taylor Swift's security is like, someone was talking about how when they collaborated on a song with Taylor Swift and they were like, Taylor Swift was like, do you want to hear it? And she's like, yeah, okay. He or she, I don't know who it was. And they were like, okay. And they like, someone had a locked briefcase with an iPad in it that they like, took over in person, opened the briefcase and was like, would you like to listen? And they listened to it and they're like, oh, it sounds great. And she was like, great. Locks it back up, you know, puts it back on her wrist and takes it all the way back in person. And then Kanye West is like, 0000. You know, there's a nice contrast there.
Yeah.
I'm interested to hear what this political stuff is now. Despacito 2.0 bot. Drupal Geddon 2.0 bot.
Can you not read? Like, where did you learn to read?
What the fuck do you think that says? How do you get Drupal Geddon out of that?
Clearly it says Drupal Geddon
2.0. Okay, I'm gonna make you read the next one without any help.
Oh my god. That one wasn't written up before.
Drupal Geddon 2.0 bot. What is that about? What's that? Another Drupal bug.
Yeah, yet another.
What? I didn't hear about this one. What's Drupal? Wouldn't it be 3.0 at this point?
So Project Zero does safe years later.
Project Zero
does safe
Safari.
Oh, Safari. Oh, yes, yeah.
I did read that one. Yeah. Okay. So. Okay. We got it. Yeah. See, I told you. Oh, can you not read or something? Fuck you. They've done in the past like massive fuzzing things on the browsers.
ABS.
Good. 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 Done fuzzing on the browsers to try and find out like how relatively secure they are, that kind of thing. And like, obviously that's a hard thing to do. They're just looking for numbers of bugs they're finding and they're inferring stuff from that. They did Safari a while ago and found some number. They did it again recently and found still a relatively high number of bugs that could be chained together to get RCE.
Yeah.
So they were like, we're not going to go through and turn every bug into RCE, but we'll just turn one of them into, and the assumption is like, if someone was motivated, they could do that.
Yeah.
And they said the fuzzing they did this time, they spent around $1,000 worth of hardware on it, like CPU time, I guess. So, you know, fuzz it on Amazon, costs you $1,000 and you get a guaranteed RCE in Safari. Of the bugs they looked at, they said like most of them were introduced in the last, I'm going to guess, say 6 months or something. Mm. The idea is that between last time and now, most of the bugs they found were introduced in that time. So they're like, if you're using Safari, bad. It's bad. It's bad security. And someone also mentioned that this does mean that if you're running on iOS, you're actually less secure browser-wise, because you're forced to use Safari. Chrome on iOS uses the Safari renderer and that stuff. Oh, red light, boy.
Oh, I think thing counted as well.
Yeah, it did. Fucking look at that. Look at that. How does it know not to detect it again?
Don't know.
Huh. I think maybe the bus detection's just so bad that it's like, I'm probably only going to catch one during
this.
They
might be listening, mate. We're going to see them next week.
But that's not their fault. That's just like they need more training data. It's not like,
they might be crying.
Don't have training data?
They might be crying right now.
If they are, I'm sorry. That's just the training data issue. We can solve that.
If they are, I'm also sorry because we have to meet them next week and they might be like, man, you guys think we cry.
Yeah, you fucking Jesus, Hugh. okay, that's actually all the news for this week.
Next week, speaking of...
Okay, what does it say?
We have
Let me try and read it. Blink Digest...
Oh, wait, read the lane name.
Traffic Light Lane. Oh, yeah, I did hear about this one. Go on then, tell me about it. It actually said Birds Nest Dunners.
Yeah, well, it actually says Dunedin.
Oh, sorry, I missed
that. Yeah, so there's some blackbirds, I think. That looks so gross. Blackbirds down in Dunners. Moving house. Mm-hmm, made a new house. Because, birds, you can just build anywhere. None of this, human stuff where you have to, buy land and whatnot and get builders.
Hey, did you hear that there were a bunch of Kia? I think it was Kia. Here in Wellington who were, living in people's houses? Kaka, sorry, that's right.
Yeah.
And Doc has to, relocate them all the time.
So these blackbirds just set up a nest in a red light, traffic light.
Like, in the, coney part? Like, how did they physically...
Like on the...
Because
you know how it's got
hats. Yeah,
got the little hats, yeah. So, yeah, just set up there. Can't really see red lights when that happens.
Yeah, luckily the lights are somewhat redundant. So,
yeah.
Oh, no lights are on. I guess the red one's lit. Right, lights are crazy redundant, actually, if you think about it.
Yeah, and we've also got a lot of them. Here, we can see three. I think on the way back, there's only two you can see.
Yeah. No, there's three. Because each of those has another one on the back.
Nah, that's only got the pedestrian. Doesn't have another light. Okay. So there's one on the back there, one on the back there. Mm-hmm. So two coming this way, but three going that way. Mm-hmm. I mean, two going the other way, that's fine because it's a bus-only lane and bus drivers know how to drive safely, right?
That's true. They are trained professionals. So that is actually interesting.
Oh, my God.
Wait, did he? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, I love it.
I think it counted it as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wait, no, it didn't count it. So we're 66 before it goes through.
Oh.
I think we might have had a false positive.
Yeah, I think we did.
Or it could have been a true positive. We don't...
Yeah, I don't know. I probably shouldn't have counted the false positives. We should have just been like, the machine says this. We believe it.
That was very red.
It was so red. Yeah. After that comment as well.
You know what it probably was? Is that, yeah, it was a good time. It's because it's past 6 o'clock, so he thought he could do it now because he thinks we're not watching. They know we stop at 6.
Oh, so that's the bad thing. So I've got these 70 videos of buses running red lights over a week.
You're going to see in 70 of them.
Oh, I don't think I'm going to see it all 70 because some are kind of dubious. Kind of enter just as it turns orange and then it turns red and they didn't know.
But haven't you talked to the
Let's not get involved with that.
Okay, I think we're done for today. We have one other thing. Next week we will have the students involved in the Making a Project 11.
They will be here.
I don't know if any of them will like to speak, but presumably.
Yeah, if they want to, there will be an interview slot available. Just one at a time, though.
So if you've ever wondered how it works,
yeah,
you can find out. Yeah, submit questions if you have any. Hashtag blockchain, hashtag machine learning, hashtag AI. Should have done hashtag JavaScript.
You're just making shit up now.
As opposed to blockchain, which you thought we were using.
Wait, are we not?
No, we are. when you think about it conceptually, isn't life a blockchain? Because you're made up of your parents. They're immutable. Your parents are immutable. And they contribute a packet, semen, and ovaries.
Also, what I'm doing now is a direct consequence of what I was doing 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, life is a blockchain, man.
Life is a blockchain. I'm gonna hash it all night long.
So thanks for our Patreons, or Patrons, I should say.
Patrons.
Black Flag Security and Black Flag Security. Weird Kiwi.
Yep. So, yeah, fucking give us your money, please.
Yeah, give us more money.
Yeah, and we can upgrade that camera. Yeah. Upgrade the laptop, and then we'll have...
And, like better weatherproofing? Like, look on our Twitter.
I actually am okay with the weatherproofing.
It
looks janky, but it's so functional.
It's worked so much better. I did actually buy, like, several types of tape, because nothing sticks to that concrete outside.
Oh, true, yeah, okay.
Like... didn't get duct tape, but I got masking tape and this packing tape.
I knew masking tape wouldn't.
Nothing stuck to the concrete, so we just got packing tape and pulled it right up to the window.
Yeah, I see how you still got the thing on it.
It looks janky.
Okay, all right. I'll see you next week.
Anyway, thank you. See ya.